Good. It's Frank. Hi, Frankie.
I'm livid.
What's up, Frankie?
Well, first they're poking about in our bins. Now they're poking about in our love lives. It's a flaming liberty. And I, for one, will not be standing for it, Ronnie. And neither should you if you've got a brain. And by the way, where is the money coming for it? Riddle me that one, Mr. Local Authority Busybody.
What are you talking about, Frankie?
I heard it on your programme. You can't have a divorce now without the council say-so. Oh, because they're the experts on relationships.
No.
Your wife's not complying with your demands. Slap a fine on her bonnet. Your husband getting well at himself and the spare tyres giving you the book, if you're honest. Taxes paying thick. Oh, no. Not while I still got breath in my body, pal, and the power to lift the telephone. I will be calling them this afternoon and telling them exactly what they can do with their extramarital affairs department. And I'm not even married. It's a principle.
Frankie, it's not about the council, it's counselling.
It's not about the council. They should be concentrating their efforts on my council tax pounds on filling the roads. I swear, Ronnie, round here they're like a Swiss cheese.
What?
Get them potholes covered, Mr. Councillor. Save the suspensions and chassis, not the marriages, Jacket. Only when A over T me said last week and I was cycling up the dunes on my rally shopper.
Right.
I was lucky the tyre was the only thing I buckled, Ronnie. That crossbar's like granite. I nearly cut myself in two. And then who's going to keep tabs on the wallabies and all their grounds on up the dunes if I'm laid up with my crotch in traction? So, hey, Mr. Councillor, get your priorities straight and let people sort out their conjugals themselves. Butt out. And that, Ronnie, my friend, is all I have to say on the matter.
Right, Frankie. Well, thanks for sharing that.
You go well, my friend.
Same to you.